Francois.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois, as I am back in Palm Desert, California, back from Scottsdale, and always glad to be home. It is Career Builder Challenge weekend, but that didn't stop the Valley from having a ton of events going on in all directions. Joining me in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good job, by the way, while I was in Scottsdale.
Thank you. Good job to you, too.
I'm all, you know, it
it's a partnership. I mean, it can't be just one of us.
No, because I can't hear you. So I can't hear the station folks through the system I work. I have a mixer and all that going on. But so we have this sort of buddy system going on, and it all goes through my phone. So if my phone went down, I'd be in a lot of trouble. But no, the shows were great, the guests. And I was so worried when we start because the connection was so low for Verizon there.
Right. But actually, the connection stayed pretty good.
Well, it did good. My mother was saying it's almost the clearest she's ever heard. I think, well, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that just means you got to do more remotes.
Yeah, I guess around. So. I guess I'll just be out from Scottsdale every weekend doing the show. But all right. Thanks to Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts this morning in studio. Today's show is presented by McDonald's, offering McDelivery through Uber Eats. I had some McDonald's coming home, too, from Scottsdale. That's when I travel, I have to say that McDonald's in the morning, I don't know, it just fits. The sausage McMuffin sandwich with the hash brown, it just works for me in the morning when I'm on the road.
It's good travel food.
It is. It really is.
Perfect.
And it's kind of easy to eat,
yeah.
And everything.
It doesn't make a mess. Yep. I mean, you can make a mess, but you can try it a little bit.
But we don't want to tell Dick that I went to another McDonald's.
Well, we won't tell him that.
Yeah, we won't tell him. He's going to be on the show, I think, next month or something. So anyway, today we have a guest. We have prizes. I know there's football going on, all sorts of stuff, Career Builder Challenge. But that's all right. I know you're going to be in and out of the car all day long or in your house. A lot of you have the radio on and the TV mute with everything going at one time. But today we have passes for the Riverside County Fair. We have two tickets to Dinner at 5, the January 25th showing at the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. We also have two tickets to an evening of music and laughter with the Mills Brothers and Sarge at Sun City Palm Desert. That's an $80 value. That's February 26th. So if you want to go do something, we have the means right here for you to go and do it on us, Traveling with Francois. Right now, of course, flu season is in the air. Listen to these numbers. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm trying to avoid anybody. Sean, you sound a lot better, by the way, because you were pretty sick 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. My voice is still off a little bit, but yeah, I don't feel sick.
You don't act sick anymore either.
No.
I mean, you were kind of dragging back then, and notice I was staying away from you getting there. But they say right now in Riverside County, the emergency room is seeing up to 350. Well, is that right here in Riverside County or Eisenhower Medical Center? No, right here in our desert. Listen to this. The emergency room at Eisenhower is seeing up to 350 patients a day, while urgent care offices are handling nearly 150 patients a day because of this flu. 25% increase in flu this year.
You know what it is? It's the people who decide that they're feeling better and they're just going to go back to work.
To work.
School. That's what it is.
Well, now there's a big initiative out there that they're saying employees that go to work that are feeling fine and somebody that's really sick comes in and sits down next to them or is in the same room, they should have the right to go home.
Yeah.
Because that person came in. I know you don't want to miss work. It's really a tough call, and some of people can't afford to miss work.
Right, and I get that too, but it just puts other people at risk.
Then it's a huge.
And then everybody's gone. Then when you get back to work, and three people that you got sick are now gone, you got to take care of some of their work.
That's right.
So you just have more work.
Yeah, it just goes around and around. So luckily, I'm glad I'm not flying right now because you get one sick person on the plane and it circulates to everybody. So anyway, this week, what did I do? Oh, I went to Thai Smile for lunch. Had a great lunch there. I went to the Icons and Idols concert at the Richards Center for the Arts at the Palm Springs High School. Great show. They did a wonderful job. All the performers were, of course, musical tribute to Janis Joplin, Freddie Mercury, George Michael, Prince. So they did a really, really good job. Fun show. I hope they raised a lot of money, and I'm so glad that I was there. I went to the Career Builder Challenge and went to Huey Lewis in the News. Now, the Career Builder, I don't know if those of you who follow my golf show, Golf is a Four-Letter Word, on our sister station, I have sort of, I know Charlie Ryder now. I interviewed him for the golf magazine that I write for. And, of course, everyone was really excited about Charlie, 18 years old, playing as a professional, even though he couldn't win any money. He didn't make the cut, but what a great week. It was really a breakout week for this 18-year-old. The Golf Channel was showing him all the time. So good for him. Congratulations to Charlie. But the Huey Lewis and the News concert. Now, I don't know about the Google Dolls. If you went to the Google Dolls last night, give us a call at 760-440-8255 and let us know how crowded the concert was. For Huey Lewis and the News, this was a full-blown concert.
Really?
The stage, the area that they had it's marked off with little, the low little fences and stuff. What are those called? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You know what I mean. They're like little barricades, yeah, but they're not really. They're just aluminum fences. Anyway, they had about the same size section as last year for Fits in the Tantrums. Last year, probably half of it was full.
Right.
This year, that was full. The VIP area next to it was full. All along the hill was covered
it was
with
overflowing.
People. Overflowing. But on the back hill, it was off of the driving range, covered with people. To the right, all these golf people with their golf carts from that live in the area. They were all, I mean, it
That's
was
awesome.
Packed.
But did it feel like too much or did it feel like just a big party?
It felt like a big party.
Did it? See, that's good then.
Yeah, no, I thought it felt really good. And I think the people, Lagardère, who took over the tournament, has to be really happy because their goal was to get people out to the tournament that normally would not go.
Right.
And dropping the price to $30 for every day is a great price to get into a professional golf tournament. And I have to say, if you look at television, you can see people where in years, the last 4 or 5 years, there'd be nobody out there on some of those courts. I mean, no one. But there was a lot of areas with the following of John Rahm, who's a local, Charlie Ryder's a local, John Elway was there playing as an amateur. There's a few celebrities. They didn't make a big deal about them, but they were there playing Phil Mickelson. So there was really a lot of people out there. And today is the last day. So if you haven't want to go out there for the crowning of the victor, the champion today, that'll happen probably around 4 o'clock or so, right in there. So anyway, good congrats to the career builder. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Yesterday I featured Palm Springs Aerial Tramway on KSQ, which was kind of funny because we just had snow up there. So here it was a perfect time to remind people to go to the tram because a lot of people don't want to go up there unless there's snow.
Yeah, because that's the time they get to see snow.
Exactly. Otherwise, in the desert, we're not seeing a whole lot of snow.
No, not a lot.
So there is snow at the top of the tram. So that worked out perfectly. I'm going to post that on our Facebook. But my Facebook page and all my golf traveled Francoise, in fact, I thought I overdid it. In fact, at Huey and Lewis, I was lucky enough because of the media and promoting him and what I got to go stand between the stage and the crowd.
That's fun, too.
So I was right there just staring up at Huey. And I finally said after so many pictures, okay, enough's enough. I'm done.
So was it one of the ones where they just let you take some pictures and then they move you out? Or they,
no.
They set you up there? That's cool.
Well, at first they said media can only stay there for the first three
right.
songs. But most of the media didn't even know they could be in there.
Oh, really?
I just happened to talk to the head of PR that has been on the golf show and stuff. He said, come on, Francoise, go ahead. That's fine. So no one else. There was only four of us in there.
Right.
The rest didn't even know they could be there.
Yeah. And I think it's funny, too, because I've done those where they're like, oh, you can go up, but you can only be there, you know, for the first two songs or three songs.
Yeah.
But what's funny is they're not moving more people in.
No.
So they don't really enforce, like, hey, you got to come out of there because another act's going to come on afterwards. You can kind of set up shop there a little bit.
It was great. I was there I didn't stay the whole concert because I had a feeling, and I haven't heard this from anybody yet, but I had a feeling leaving probably took quite a while because I don't think that whole area was ready for that many people, even with the buses and all that sort of stuff. And I think the kicker was that roundabout down there.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to use a roundabout. They stop, they start, they don't know which lane to go in. So I'm sure that might have been.
Me pull my hair out.
Yeah.
When people come to those things, they don't understand how, just in general, how they work. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah. You keep going.
Yeah.
You don't
or just let in
stop.
One. And then or you got somebody trying to let in two, trying to let in. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Once one person stops, it ruins the whole momentum.
Yep.
You have to start over. But we all made it. So good for them. Good stuff. All right. This week I'm filming another episode of Traveling with Francoise for Fox 11. We're going to actually film the back roads to Vegas. So I have it all set up. You're going to see some really awesome stuff that you didn't even know was out there. In fact, my cameraman Steve's going, Francoise, are we just going to be show you driving or what? I said, no. There's a lot back there. So I'm going to be doing that. And all right. Okay. I think that's about it. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll talk about some announcements and some other stuff going on. Shoot, maybe we'll even give something away then. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today, joining us on Traveling with Francoise. Okay, this Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs Only Concierge Driven Executive Building. Now, 500 has a Lights for a Cause that we have. We change the building lights up there to represent different causes and events going on. Right now, since the owner is from Minnesota, his colors on the building are purple and gold.
Go figure.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
It was not. Did you by any chance see that the end of that game?
From last week.
Yeah.
Yes, we
that
were at the clubhouse.
Wild.
The awards was just about over. In fact, it was over. We were sitting there eating, and all of a sudden, somebody said, started talking. We looked over at the TV right at the last, what, second?
10 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody screaming and yelling in there. Yeah, it was quite something.
It was insane.
Yeah, so I don't really have since I'm sort of one of those who have made the best team win, but because of the you know building being purple and gold, I'll go with Minnesota. How's that? Minnesota.
Because I don't have a team either, but when stuff like that happens, it's like everybody's a fan of that one. Well, except whoever they're playing, they're not fans of it.
No, if you're the team that just got beat, you're
but
not too.
Anybody else is like that. It's just awesome.
That's when you drop your mouth and say, "Really? 1 second left? Really?" Oh. Okay. All right. Renova Energy, if you're interested in solar and battery storage, you don't need to leave your home to find out more. Let the consultants from Renova Energy answer all your questions over the phone or with a visit to your home. They're doing such a great job over there. Renova Energy, which is now company owned. Everybody in the area is part of the company ownership. So good for them. Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Yeah, they they're rolling back a lot of prices. They have a lot of specials going on into the new year going in there. I had a little story with my car, my Volkswagen Atlas, going up the hill. I don't know if you saw the Facebook page of the five guys looking in the engine of the car. Well, I was going up the hill, and the car doesn't get its first check until 10,000 miles,
right,
which is coming up. I'm going to be doing that pretty soon. So you don't really think too much, but I'm going up the hill, and all of a sudden, that's one thing with the new cars out there, everybody. Be prepared for the lights and the bells, and you think it's going to explode.
Right.
But all of a sudden, in the dash, this red light, warning, check your coolant, the light. And I'm scared. I'm thinking, is the car going to stop? What's going on? So I pull over, and I settle myself down, because it really takes your breath away.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going on.
No. So it says, the coolant. Check your coolant is low. And I thought, oh, no, really? I just left. I hadn't even got to Sherrico Summit yet. I thought, should I turn around and go back to Coachella Valley Volkswagen, or should I go straight? So I'm sitting here. I called Jack, and I'm telling him. I was a little frustrated. He said, well, just go up top of the mountain and see if there must be a gas station or something up there and check the coolant. I thought, good idea. I should have probably would have thought of that sooner or later. So I went up there. But on the process, I had passed. And I'll try to make this a quick story. There were four old VW vans. Remember the bus, VW bus, which they kind of made them into that
into like small homes.
Yeah. And remember how they took the backs off and made them sort of like a truck bed or something?
Yeah.
All right. There was four old ones. And I noticed them and I laughed and I thought, these guys must be going to some sort of rally, Volkswagen rally. I didn't think any more of it. So I pull into Sherrico Summit and sure enough, all these four VW vans pull in. They're all getting gas. So I asked one of the guys, I backed in, I popped the hood, and I said, hey, can you check my coolant for me? The lights went off. He said, oh, sure. So he came over. He said, oh, yeah, it's below the line. So when you went up the hill, it probably went below its monitored mark.
Right.
But he said, it's not that low, just a little bit. But go get some coolant and put it in is what he said. And I said, okay, fine. So I went in there, and then they all follow me in there because it was a little restaurant and all that stuff. They said, this is the coolant you want, so I get it and pay for it. Go back out, and then they happen to all be walking out, and every single one wanted to see the engine of the Atlas. And these four guys putting coolant in his little cup. They did it so well, and everything was fine. Never had another problem. But The point I'm saying is there goes to show you there's a lot of nice people out there.
Yeah, and it sounds like you got some VW
right.
fanatics that were really interested in it as well.
In fact, I took a picture. They're all crowded around the engine, and all they were talking about is, look how big the engine is. Look how low the engine is. I'm laughing. I'm going, well, at least there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a lot of pre-owned, new pre-owned, you name it, they have it over there. They have a great service department, George, over there, so I'll be going over there myself and letting them give my Atlas a 10,000-mile check. All right, B. Allison's Jewelers at the Gardens on El Paseo, they have a huge assortment of gorgeous, gorgeous jewelry. And remember, guys, they have quite a selection, the biggest selection of men's wedding bands here in the Coachella Valley. So give them a call. They're open 7 days a week, 760-340-4211. At B. Olson's Jewelers, lower level in the gardens on El Paseo. Indian Ridge Country Club, they just had a huge tournament to raise money for Eisenhower. They did a great job over there. Congratulations to everybody at Indian Ridge Country Club for raising all that money. And Diane Williams and Associates right there on site. If you want to live it, to Indian Ridge Country Club, you'll never want to leave. It's just phenomenal over there. Command One Security, if you're looking for home or business security, they've been in the Valley for over 30-some years, family-owned and operated. They are a security company you can trust and know that they do their job. Also, Expert Repairs by Joseph. Definitely want to give you need your glasses fixed. They do it over at Expert Repairs. They are at the Westfield Mall, top level, between the food courts and Macy's. He has all sorts of watches from $25 to $39 over there. Beautiful watches. Check it out. We talked about McDonald's, Braille Institute. We'll be talking about some of their programs pretty soon. Desert Entertainer. I saw a new copy over at Grand Prix Auto Detail. I got my car washed. I wanted it to look good because cameraman Steve says, I think we might be filming some of your car when we're out on the road. And it really was a mess from Scott. I don't know. I'm so glad it's white because when I had the gray Volkswagen, you get dust on that car and it looks filthy.
Yeah, the darker colors.
At least the white. I can kind of
hide it for a little bit.
Yeah, I can get away with it. Holy smoke. I was feeling. But then I think the car rides better when it's full of gas and clean. Have you ever noticed that?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it feels good.
It just feels better, yeah.
I guess, you know, I was riding home. I thought, I've tapped my car. I don't have a name for it. I just tapped her on the top and said, there, don't you feel better now? You're all clean, full of gas. Yeah. And Tony Q, he does professional knife sharpening and scissors sharpening. If you want those, he's been doing this sharpening business since 1996. Give him a call at 310-365-5444. He can meet you at your home or business or wherever. So just give him a call. And all of our sponsors' information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, which, remember, use that website. I take a lot of time making sure all the information is on that website for you on the calendar page and updates all the time. Updates. So please use it. TravelingWithFrancoise.com. All our advertisers are on there. Their information, how to get a hold of them, information about events that I've talked about. So please. Okay, we have passes for two to the Riverside County Fair, which isn't until February. Their info in here somewhere. But these are admission passes for two. If you would like to win these, give us a call at 760-440-8255. And I don't have any 30-day restrictions right at this point, just because I forgot to keep track of it. So we don't have a list. There you go. 760-440-8255 if you would like to win two passes to the Riverside County Fair. They are admission passes and date festival, and they have concerts there. And these tickets will get you into their concerts for free if you go on that day. So anyway, 760-440-8255. All right, let's talk a little bit about free events brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club's Cleaners does it all, even alterations. My favorite, Press Only. 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francoise. And they are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. That is Country Club Cleaners. Okay. Braille Institute, they have a glaucoma update on Friday, January 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. Also free at the Cabot's Pueblo Museum, they have on January 26th through the 28th their Oaxaca Artist Show, textiles, jewelry, carvings, and more. They will going to be there. Also on January 27th, a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Palm Springs Health Run Health Run Fitness Expo is free, and that is happening, where is that? At Ruth Hardy Park. So going over from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., that is a free event. Palm Springs Art Museum offers free admission on Sunday, January 28th for free for all day, part of Southern California Museums Initiative. So take advantage of that. The Palm Springs Art Museum, it is free on Sunday, January 28th. All right, the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, they are hiring. The fair is February 16th through 25th. They are hiring. So if you're looking for some temporary work, contact them at the fair, which is you want to go to their human resources office. All right. So, yes, Sean, we have a winner.
You do. You have Sharon from Palm Springs.
All right. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Francois.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Thank you so much for the tickets.
Well, you're welcome. When was the last time you've been to the fair?
Oh, years ago. Oh. It was when Eddie Money played there.
Oh.
So however many years ago that was, it has to be a decade.
All right. Well, you know what? You will find the fair is very, they have changed through the years. It's so much more organized. And me, I like to go in the afternoon and at night because I like all the lights and stuff at night at the fair.
Sounds great.
I like to go into the evening. And check the website. When I send you the tickets, please check the website because they have different performers. And when you get in with these tickets, you can go into the concerts for free if you go on that day. Okay?
Sounds perfect. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Stay on the line and make sure Sean has your information.
All right.
All right. Now we'll mail those out to you. Okay. Well, congratulations to Sharon. Yeah, I go to the fair every year. I like that. All right. What else do we have? We have the City of Palm Desert invites artists and stuff for their sculpture exhibit. The deadline to enter is on February 28th. And there is a free yoga at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert at their sculpture garden every Wednesday from 9 to 10. Free yoga. So there you go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Sarah Clapp, the Executive Director of Guide Dogs of the Desert, will be joining us to talk about a great event they have coming up in February. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on this busy, busy Sunday, as almost every Sunday is here in the Coachella Valley. All right, joining me in studio, and we haven't had someone on from Guide Dogs of the Desert in a long, long time, Executive Director Sarah Clapp joins us. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you, Francois?
Well, I am fine. Why don't you pull that mic a little bit closer to you? Okay. There you go.
There we go. Yank it over there.
All right. Yeah. Otherwise, Sean will be back there pushing those buttons up and down, and we don't want him doing that.
No.
All right, Guide Dogs of the Desert. Like I say, it's been quite a while since you've been on the show, so I want to refresh everybody's memory. And for those who didn't even know you were here in the desert, tell us a little bit about Guide Dogs of the Desert.
Well, I'll be happy to. We've been here in the desert for 45 years. We've celebrated our 45th anniversary last year. And we provide custom-trained guide dogs for the blind and those with special needs for safe mobility, companionship, and independence. We do everything, soup to nuts, if you will. We have our own breeding program, and we predominantly breed Labrador Retrievers and Standard Poodles for guide service. We do exclusively guide service, no other avenue of service for our clients. And then the real foundation of our program are our volunteer puppy raisers. Mm-hmm. So when the puppies are 10 to 12 weeks old, they go with a volunteer family who teach them basic obedience, behavior, socialization, and they have them for about 18 to 20 months. And then after that, the dogs come back in for some formal training, and then they're introduced to the applicant, the client, who is blind or visually impaired. And that's a four-week intensive training with the dogs.
I mean, I know some of your foster puppy parents.
Okay.
And through the years I've met them and they just love what they do. And you always need help in that area.
We do.
People were to call Guide Dogs of the Desert just to talk to you about that. We're going to talk about some events you have coming up, but the number for that, What is Guide Dogs of the Desert number if someone's interested in being a puppy foster parent? Actually, I have a number.
Would like to be a puppy raiser. The number is 760-329-6257.
Okay.
You can also go to the website, www.gddca.org, and there's applications on there to fill out to be a puppy raiser.
Okay, so just for those of you where your ears perked up and said, oh, I would love to do that. Now, remember, though, you don't get to keep the puppies.
No, you don't get to keep the dog.
But people, they're so proud of what they've done after they've raised one of the guide dogs to know that the guide dog is going to be helping someone live a full, productive life.
Yes.
And at your facility at Guide Dogs of the Desert, today you have something special going on. What's
happening? We do. We have five new clients that are coming to the campus to live there for the next month, next 4 weeks, and they are going to be meeting their guide dog and training with them for 4 weeks. At the end of that 4 weeks is a real celebration. We have a graduation at the campus. That'll be Saturday, February the 17th at 12 noon. It's free to the public. Come up and see the graduation. It's really a very moving experience, and you can really tell, see the difference and hear about the difference the dogs make in their lives.
And I can see how emotional you are. With us, folks, is Sarah Clapp, the Executive Director of Guide Dogs of the Desert, to see this, because you know what's coming for these clients, how it's going to change their life. And I have a question that I've never asked before, and it just popped into my head. After the clients leave Guide Dogs of the Desert, the facility itself, I have to imagine, I mean, I know I'm just going to ask it anyway, that you are always there for support for them, because I'm sure they're running through some little glitches.
Absolutely.
Once they get back in their home environment and they start life all over.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. So one of the things that we do while they are there training is that we take very special care to make sure that the trainers have worked with them and their dog for situations they may be encountering in their home. For instance, this particular group, the majority of them live in rural areas. So there's been special attention training the dogs in rural areas where there are no sidewalks or you're crossing open desert, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we incorporate that. That's the custom training part. But yes, after they leave the campus and they go home and they get back into life, we are always available to them. We offer full-time support the whole life of the team, and which can be up to 8 to 10 years, and we're available by phone. And yes, certain situations come up and transpire that we help them through.
That's fantastic. How about how many people do you think Guide Dogs of the Desert here has helped?
We have, since the opening of the school, we have now custom trained over 1,400 guide dogs.
Wow.
For that. And you know, Francois, in the United States, of all the blind individuals, only 2% have guide dogs.
Why do you think that is?
It is, well, it's not for a cost factor, because I do know that all of the guide dog schools in the country, there are 13 of us, only 13 of us, all provide the guide dog and the training and the aftercare services at no cost to the client. So it's just the need is great, and we just need to keep plugging away at it.
Right, and get more puppies out there. Get more of those foster families going and get those puppies ready to go into the big program. All right, so of course, to keep all this going, it is a nonprofit. You do such great work, Guide Dogs of the Desert. You have events to bring awareness, frankly, to everything that's going on with guide dogs, because not everyone knows about it. A lot of people don't even know that you're located right here within the Coachella Valley. So you have a big event with Lorna Luft, who's holding this gorgeous little puppy, in concert on Wednesday, February 14th. That is Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. And
yes.
You know, this is a built-in thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could take care of dinner and a concert
all at once
and benefit a wonderful organization. It's being held at Annenberg Center for Health Sciences at the Eisenhower campus. Lorna Luft is special to us because she and her husband Colin are puppy raisers.
So they have
raised a couple of puppies, and we are very near and dear to their hearts, and she really jumped at the chance to do this event for us. So it's really going to be a lovely concert. She has put together a playbook of songs that are relative to her in her journey with supporting Guide Dogs of the Desert.
Now, Lorna Luft is famous for, and the name is right there. Tell us a little
Judy
bit about
Garland.
Julie, there you go. I knew it, but I didn't want to say and then say I was wrong. But Judy Garland in concert. So Lorna Luft, is her daughter?
It's her daughter.
It's her daughter.
She and Liza Minnelli are both Judy Garland's daughters.
Okay. All right. Now, the concert's called Through the Eyes of Love. Now, it says here there's cocktails, dinner, and then their performance. Tell us how the evening is going
to
go.
Okay. So if you would like to buy a ticket for the dinner and then concert, we have a cocktail party starting at 5:30 with dinner at 6. And this is all taking place at the Annenberg Center, so you don't have to go from one venue to the next.
All right, good, good.
Very convenient. Mm-hmm. And have a lovely dinner that's all scheduled out. And then following dinner, we go into the auditorium there at the Annenberg Center and the Helene Galen Auditorium. And that is where Lorna Luft has her concert. And we have a lot of puppies coming and dogs that are going to be at the concert as well. And so people have an opportunity to see the dogs and some of the things that we do.
Right. To see why you're raising money, what the funds are going for and the dogs. And everybody loves your dogs everywhere they go. They're always they're just so sweet and kind. Now, the Annenberg Center is a beautiful facility. It's right over there at the Eisenhower Medical Center. A lot of people still don't even realize where that is because of the name. But it's sort of a round inside it. It has a beautiful theater. There's every seat's a great seat in a theater
there.
And the dinner is going to be in one of the banquet rooms right off the rotunda.
There's a
there.
Main dining room mm-hmm. right off of the rotunda.
Okay.
And it is a lovely venue. It sits right at the heart of the Eisenhower campus.
Mm-hmm. And easy to park. You're going to have valet parking. Dinner and concert tickets are $250 per person. Concert only. If you just want to do the concert, it is $75 per person. So, so reasonable. And you are raising funds for Guide Dogs of the Desert. You guys do such a great job. Now, all the information to purchase tickets will be on the Traveling with Francois website. But if you have a pen handy and you want to write this number down, 760-329-6257. That's 329-6257. And can they order tickets online?
They can order tickets online, yes.
Okay, at guidedogsofthedesert.org.
Yes.
No? Okay. All right.
Yes.
So definitely a wonderful night. That is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, well.
So there you go.
Congratulations.
It'll be
one
big night.
That's it.
But it's just a wonderful event, folks, for just a wonderful cause. Guide Dogs of the Desert. Again, it takes, how long again does it train a dog to go to an owner?
Puppy raisers have the dog for 18 to 20 months, and then the dog goes into its formal training for another 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all ready to go.
You know,
it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. I see the dogs out there, and I wonder, how do they know that it's time to cross the street at a stop sign? I don't know how they do it. You don't even have time to explain it, Sarah, but it really is an incredible program. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Again, folks, it is Lorna Luft in concert Wednesday, February 14th at the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences, Eisenhower Medical Center. Dinner and concerts, only $250 per person. Concert only, $75 per person. And again, all this information will be on Traveling with Francois' website, and I will remind you about it each and every week until the show happens. Thanks again, Sarah.
Thank you, Francois.
Right, come back quicker, sooner.
Okay, I will.
Don't wait so long.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to Traveling with Francois, everyone. Great to have you with us today. All right. I'm not going to give them away today, but I have some tickets to the Lorna Luft concert for you to win. I'm going to put one set on the website, but I'm not going to give those away today, a little bit closer to the event that is on February 14th. But for more information about Guide Dogs of the Desert, just go to guidedogsofthedesert.org. Sean, you have a dog, don't you?
I do.
You do. You have. It's a friendly, sweet pit bull.
Yeah.
They are really sweet.
Scary looking pit bull, but yeah, he's just a big dork.
Well, you would be a good puppy raiser, you know?
I would totally do that.
Yeah. I could see you doing that. I think you'd
totally
be great. All right, I'm nominating you.
You got my vote.
Okay, I hope you get along with the other dog, though.
That was what I was curious. I wonder how they do that if there's other dogs, or because you do want them to be social as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how that works.
I'm sure because normally people who are puppy raisers usually are just animal lovers to begin with, and they have more than one animal.
Right.
So I don't think they're just homes that where there's no one. I'm sure a lot of them already have dogs.
Do they train the dogs or just take them to training classes?
When you're a puppy raiser, you just you have some minimal training. It's not just the basics.
Because that's the other thing that I think would be kind of cool would be you kind of get. I don't know if you get trained, but you're kind of told a little bit on how to train the dog. And I think that's good information as well because you could use that for your animals too.
Exactly. I mean, you don't go into the heavy-duty guide dog training
part. I'm not going to turn into the dog whisperer.
But it's just teaching the dog, you know, to go outside, go to the bathroom, and have some manners and sit and be quiet and all that sort of stuff. So
I would totally
do that. I could see that. All right, Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire, and they've moved to 31090 Reserve Drive off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms. They're about 5 minutes away from their previous location. Really easy to find off Varner Road, so give them a call at 760-343-7333. That's 760-343-7333, arcattire.org. Definitely use our local companies. I just had an incident with a group I was working with. They used a company outside of the area because a person had a connection with this company. So they ordered all these, I don't even want to say what this stuff is, but it was all embroidered items because I don't want to tell you what it is. Anyway, the items came back with the word February with two F's. All these embroidered items and the name of one of the companies or the place actually that was the highlight of it all spelled wrong.
Wow.
And after they had the proof, everything was all right and all that. So it's been a big mess. So use someone local. Desert Arc Attire, they do a great job, which is now Arc Attire. That's what I'm going to say. That's what you get for sending stuff out.
Yeah. You end up with February.
Yeah. Two F's.
I understand. I mean, it's unacceptable, but I understand spelling a business name wrong because, you know, it could be spelled different or whatever, but just spelling the month wrong is
February?
It's a little extra.
Don't they have February around the world?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought I thought it was an international thing, but maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right. Okay, today, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon and you don't want to watch football or you don't want to go out to the Career Builder Challenge or sports or anything like that, you can go see Cal David, Lori Bono, right behind us at 103.4, Will Donato, Barry Minifield, all these guys are putting on a concert for Well in the Desert. It's called Come Together. It's $25. It is from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Marquee Academy of Performing Arts in Palm Springs. $25 per person. I'm sure there are tickets for sale at the door. If not, you can give them a call at 760-656-8905 for more information. And that happens today. Polo. Polo is going on strong at the Empire Polo Club over there in Indio. They have sessions that start at noon on Sundays and 2 p.m. You have time to make the 2 p.m. session. VIP admission is $30 per person, includes parking. Now, general admission is free. However, there is a $20 parking fee, and a lot of people come together and they do tailgate parties and all sorts of stuff. So I just want to give you a heads up. There is a $20 parking fee for the polo. So they say spectators are welcome to bring their own food and beverages in the general admission area. Food and beverage service is also available for purchase. So again, that's polo going on at the... They also have night polo, too, at the Empire Polo Club. And that is Friday night polo. They have it February 9th, I think starting on February 9th. So lots of fun stuff with polo. All right, there's a historian programs going over at the Coachella Valley History Museum. Starts on January 22nd through March 14th. That it looks like a great program for kids to learn about our Coachella Valley. It's a junior historians after school gathering. What's that? Program. Let's go. Program. There you go. That's the word to use. And I like the $50 registration includes all 8 weeks. So you can't beat that. And you know those kids are going to have a lot of fun. All right. Dinner at 5 from the comedic mind of writer-producer Lloyd Schwartz comes the Dinner at 5 comedy featuring two sets of iconic TV stars. It opens January 24th, runs for 5 weeks at the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. I do have two tickets. Do we have time for this right now? I have two tickets for Dinner at 5 at the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. This is a $70 value. And on January 25th is when these tickets are good for. January 25th, two tickets for Dinner at 5, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Theater. We have to get everybody out to the theater. I have some other theater tickets as well if you would like to go on January 25th. Again, the Indian Wells Theater, another great theater where there's not a bad seat in the house. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. Dinner at 5. Now, next week, I will be emceeing, which is kind of this week. It's coming up so fast. The Angel View Luncheon, Celebrate the Lantern Festival. This is their big annual fashion show and luncheon, their boutique at Ironwood Country Club. It is $125 per person. Shopping opens at 10 a.m. The fashion show and lunch is at noon. Reserve your seats by calling Shelley, of course, and you're giving back to Angel View. You can't go wrong there. 866-670-8666. Or go to the website, angelview.org. And again, this one is Celebrate the Lantern Festival, Angel View's annual fashion show and luncheon. And again, I will be there emceeing. I'll also be modeling some clothes as well. I have them all picked out. I have this one beautiful turquoise jacket I'll be wearing. Just stunning. Really beautiful. And you're going to find a lot of great buys there. So and everything is to help Angel View, who they themselves do a phenomenal job. All right, the Big Rock Pub is opening their doors for the Rock and Ride kickoff party and fundraiser on Sunday, January 28th. All right, Sean, we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Dan in Palm Desert.
All right. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Francoise.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you're going to Dinner at 5 on January 25th. How about that?
Terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Now, from what I know, because we just sort of worked this out yesterday with Frank Monteforte, the tickets are going to be at will call for you in your name. Should there be something different? Sean has your info. I have your info because you've been listening to this show for so long, you and Carol. We go in our 15th year. We're like friends now. We are friends, not like we are friends. So definitely, right. I will let you know if there's a change in that. But so far, that's the plan. Tickets at will call. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too.
All righty. Yeah, I know my longtime listeners of 15 years. I mean, you're all my Gina Edwards, Sherry Palmateer, that was Doug too, Doug Edwards. I mean, a lot of you I've known for the whole time I've been on the air, and I certainly appreciate that. So I want you to know. All right, so events coming up that you have to pay for. Big Rock Pub, let's see, January 30th, the speaker series at Rancho Mirage. On February 3rd, don't forget the Bon Appetit with singing sensation Erin Murphy as Julia Child. This is for the Braille Institute. This is going to be another fun event, and this happens Thunderbird Country Club in Rancho Mirage. Tickets are $100. $50 is tax deductible as a donation to Friends of the Braille Institute. Again, all this information is on Traveling with Francoise, the website. All right, the fair. I wanted to kind of get through here to the fair real quick so we could see who's going to be performing before. Okay. Performing this year at the fair is War. Remember War?
I do remember War.
All right. And this one I'm really going to butcher. Los Rielos del Norte.
Del Norte was right. I don't know what the other word was.
Okay. Well, I'm close. the Super Fiesta, which is going to have a lot of people in it. They're also going to have Chase Rice, who I have a feeling is a country western singer. And then Lou Graham, founding member of Foreigner, he's going to be with Foghat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, they find these acts that, like Huey Lewis in the News. I had someone say, who are they? What's one of their hits? But Huey asked everybody, how many people know who I am? Half the crowd went, yes. How many people have no clue who I am? The other half went, yes. And he said, really? That's what he said. Really?
Yeah, I feel like he kind of spans because he had like really popular hits.
What? The Heart of Rock and Roll was a big one.
Right.
Yeah.
But
his point was that even that the ones that didn't know him still showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So that's a good thing. You know, you never know. And Burt Bacharach was it. And I heard he gave a great show at Agua Caliente. So it's something you can't count out the old timers.
You know what's cool, though, too, is if 50% of them didn't know who he was, then that's awesome because now they do.
Now they do. Yeah. And he's a big crowd. All right. On that note, I think we better wrap up this hour. When we come back, we shift into travel mode. We still have a few more prizes to give away. We have the Evening of Laughter and with the Mills Brothers. Lee Goodsell joins us. We're going to talk about travel and a lot more. We'll be right back with Traveling with Francoise.